The city of Las Cruces is making progress on current geobond projects, with over 40% of total construction completed, while the city originally projected progress to be closer to 46% completion. Public Works Director David Zedillo anticipates that the gap will close within the next quarter. According to Zedillo, one project near completion is a replacement facility for Fire Station 3, located on North Valley Drive.
That project is about 63% complete. The estimated completion date is January 20th of 2022. Now that the shell has been built and they're working on stuccoing the building, there's a lot of the interior utilities, such as HVAC, electrical, fire protection, plumbing, all of those continue to be worked on and are getting close to being completed.
Zedillo estimates that all current geobond projects will be completed by the end of 2022. That includes the new $9.8 million Animal Services Center, which is estimated to be finished in September. Mayor Ken Miyagashima says he's proud of the way city employees have kept projects moving during the pandemic.
I have to admit, it was a little bit challenging there, and you guys didn't stop. You just kept on working. And yeah, I remember that, and that to me was really significant.
Already, the city has completed work on one geobond project, the Hadley Recreation Complex. Councilor Tessa Beda-Stuvey says the city must capitalize on the successful completion of geobond projects with public information campaigns.
As we do finish these projects, we want to make sure that they're very visible and very public. And when we have these successes, that things are done early, that we're showcasing that. We need the community to really buy into these projects.
The city council also discussed plans for future geobond projects during the work session. While the city is still in the process of identifying just what those projects will look like, Councilor Ioana Bencomo says she'll be fighting for affordable housing.
I'm already going to start pushing for affordable housing projects in this next go bond cycle, just because I think it's key, it's priority. We know that our neighbors in Albuquerque have done this. I wonder if we can approach this go bond cycle in order to meet the biggest challenges facing the city.
If the current tax rate is maintained, the city will have $23 million for geobond projects following the 2022 election cycle. Mayor Miyagashima indicated he does not want to see a tax increase.
There's a lot to say when vote for this geobond, it's not going to increase your taxes. I mean, that's a tremendous opportunity to explain to the residents and let them know that we're not going to increase it, and yet we still get benefit of $23 million.
Councilor Beda-Stuvey is also advocating for the tax rate to stay the same, citing the ongoing pandemic as one reason residents should not be burdened with higher taxes.
Given the last 2 years and the climate and the way that people have struggled in this last time, I don't necessarily think it's a wise plan to increase anything, even though I know we could definitely use it and there's so many projects that we want to see. Perhaps after this other cycle, it would be something to think about and maybe think about increasing it into the $35 million zone. But for right now, we need to show that we've delivered on the first set of go bonds well. And then as we're asking to reissue, having us say it's not going to raise your taxes at all.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.